Shara is proud to be a Rocket Booster. Shara on the New York Stock Exchange. That's CHRA on the exchange.
Welcome to week one of the Rocket Football Postgame Show. Coach Thompson, you're coming off a 43-14 victory at Fort Campbell. Always nice to get that first win, and especially against a team like Fort Campbell where you don't know what to expect, really.
Yeah, for sure. They're a team that, going in, we didn't know exactly what they would have or not have. And we get there and we see they're a pretty good team that played hard. And had a quarterback and receiver as good as anybody. So to go in and be able to get the big win, put up 43 points, hold them 14, is a good sign for us.
Nice job by the defense. You hold Fort Campbell to 50 yards rushing in the game. Now, they did put up 154 through the air, but they've got a nice passing game. But you're a good rush defense team, and you proved it.
Yeah, for sure. You know, going into this year, we've said it numerous times that our defensive box is the heart of our team, and you know, they're going to set the tempo for us in a lot of games, set the tone, and they did that on Friday night, led by Kaden McAllister and Tyler Boone, who were the co-defensive players of the game. Both played well defensively for us and did what we expect them to do. Kaden was able to create turnovers for us, recovering two fumbles and also scoring a defensive touchdown. And Tyler Boone played sideline to sideline, just like he's done for the last 2 years. He had five solos and three assists, an interception, and a tackle for a loss.
Not a bad day at the offense.
Not at all.
And we expect those guys to play well. But some other guys on defense, too, that I'd like for you to talk a little bit about. We'll start with Justin Phillips, three solos, two assists, a tackle for loss. He's a guy you don't talk about every week, but he's a guy, he's kind of a newcomer to the starter. Played a little bit last year, but nice game.
Yeah, for sure. He's a guy that, he's a senior. He's a senior now, and he's really stepped into this role playing the invert position, our whip position. And making sure our edge is sewed up. He's kind of consistent, like Hunter Jones plays on the other side as far as doing what he's supposed to do every play and not getting sucked in or fooled by things that offenses might do and just doing his job. So his three solos, two assists, and a tackle for loss just shows the growth that he's had from being a young player to a senior now.
That position, you call it invert. It's it's kind of a hybrid. It's kind of a defensive back / linebacker type position.
Yeah, and really and truly for us, they're linebackers. Mm-hmm. The way we work our defense, they're both linebackers, but they're like strong safeties in old school defense.
Mm-hmm. Another one that we really didn't know what to expect, didn't practice much in the preseason because of ankle injury. Lathan Easley came in, and, man, he was a force early on, especially in the game, I thought.
Yeah, the way he plays, the intensity he plays with is something that our defense needs. He's that first level, just that dog mentality on the first level that really sets the tempo there for our guys. He demands a double team most often because he fires and shoots gaps so quickly that he causes problems for offenses. So getting him back was definitely one of the boosts that we needed going into the game.
On offense, Xander Tabor was player of the game, and Xander was a beast. I was over listening to the chain crew. They were some military guys. They were soldiers that they had assigned the task of keeping the chain, and they just kept talking about Xander. Who is that beast running the football?
And that's exactly what he is. He was dedicated in the offseason, put in the work that needed to be put in to carry the load this year. And because of that work, he's showing that he's going to be a force to be reckoned with. He's big downhill runner and just refuses to be tackled by one guy.
12 carries for 97 yards, and I bet if you knew he was that close to 100, he might have got one more carry, huh? I'll try to do a better job to let you know that. Because that's kind of just a mark that people like to see is that 100-yard threshold. Another guy on offense, while we're talking about offense, we just kind of starting to get a glimpse of what Preston Morgeson had. He scored a touchdown, nice run. He leaves some people checking their ankles, doesn't he?
Yeah, for sure. And sometimes watching him run like that, it gets kind of scary because you never know what he's going to do. He's a little jitterbug. He changed directions at the drop of a dime, and when it's working, it's good. But he's a guy that as each week his role is going to continue to grow. He's got a skill set that we need to use. He's got a skill set that's going to help make us successful. And the more he can handle, the more he'll continue to get those carries and catches.
The way he does, it reminds me, and of course I'm going way back here, and Ronnie Moss was a bigger, stronger type bowling ball kind of running back, but he wasn't as big as Ronnie is now, yeah. mind you, but he was a little bigger, but just the way those hips and legs go different ways, mm-hmm. and you don't know where he's going, what he's doing.
It's stuff you can't teach.
You can't teach. No, you can't coach that. And isn't that wonderful that you can find somebody who has that ability?
Yeah.
While we're still on offense, let's talk about the quarterback position. Hunter Jones came in and did just exactly in the preseason what you said he needed to do. Yeah. Is maybe not be spectacular, just be consistent and get that job done. And that's what he did, 3-for-6 passing, no interceptions.
Yeah, he managed the game. That's all we ask for of him, you know. We want him to go out and make sure that our offense is doing what they're supposed to do. One thing that we have to work on there is making sure that we communicate when we're out there and make sure everybody's on the same page. But we'll get better at that as first game. But, you know, he didn't make mistakes. He went out there and executed just like we asked for him to do. And then, you know, I hear after the game, you know, rumblings of, you know, they can't throw the ball. They're not throwing the ball now and all that stuff. And that's just not true. What it comes down to is I didn't want to put him in position because I couldn't figure out what they were doing defensively. So I didn't want to put him in a position to where he's seeing one thing and then something negative happened because I just don't know. I want to make sure that he is protected mentally. So that's why if they're going to let us run the ball, we're going to run the ball.
Well, just a good outing for him. I thought, like you said, early on we had a little trouble, I think, with communication down the line, sure. Echo that play down the line. Yeah. But gosh, after the first series, it looked like it went away.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And it just he got the jitters out, and he started using those butterflies for positive instead of negative. So, you know, he's going to be okay. And then, you know, Braxton comes in and it's just a bowling ball. You're snapping it to another running back, and it's giving you that extra – man in the box, that the numbers game,
and he's trying to fill those Tebow shoes. Keep calling him Tim Tebow.
Yeah, he's Tebow-ish. He throws a little bit better than Tebow, though, or Tebow.
He's more than a jump pass guy.
Yeah, for sure. But you know, he just gives us something differently that we can do with our offense, and you know, it makes it hard for a defense when that guy comes in there. Now you have that extra guy. You're winning the numbers game in the box.
And Luke Kreider, your JV guy, quarterback, comes in and does a respectable job and really probably would have had a touchdown pass if Travis would have saw the ball in time.
Yeah, for sure. That was a really good ball. It was a perfect drop. Everything he's coached to do, he did it right. Mm-hmm. And just seeing the growth that he's had this year from just start of the summer or even going all the way back to last year, you know, he's a kid. If he continues to improve like he has up to date, you know, he'll be a pretty good player.
Running clock in the third quarter, you get a lot of guys in to play. Of course, when that clock starts running, it goes by in a hurry, doesn't
real
it?
Real quick.
All right, let's talk real quick about your lineman of the week, Ian Ellington. No surprise there. He's, he's Mr. Consistency.
Yeah, for sure. He had 6 roaches. Mm-hmm. When an individual lineman gets that many roaches, there's no question on who the lineman of the week was. Mm-hmm. Especially when they're coming in under 200 pounds, to be able to put that many guys on their back in a game and drive them into the ground is pretty special. Shows how special of a player he is.
That's what you call – explain what a roach is for those who may not remember us talking about this in the past.
So, basically, when he engages a defender and he drives them into the ground on their back and ends up on top of them, that would be a roach. Mm-hmm. They kind of be on top of them like a dead roach, mm-hmm. so –
put that into perspective, to have 6 in a game is like hitting for the cycle or hitting two grand slams or as a quarterback maybe throwing 8 touchdowns. It's a very incredible individual feat, isn't it?
For sure. You know, and for it to just be one lineman as opposed to your whole group of linemen, your whole group of 5 to 7, however many you play, getting that would be typical. But for one guy to come in with those 6 roaches,
it would be a pretty good game for a whole line to get
for sure.
So nice victory over at Fort Campbell. Next week we'll have Webster County over in Dixon, and Webster County thinks they're much improved, and they appear to be. They had a big win last week over Hopkins Central, so we're going to talk about that football matchup on the Thursday coaches show. So until then, Coach Thompson, good luck this week at practice, and understand we have no serious injuries.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks a lot. We'll see you on Thursday.
Hello, this is Al Starnes with Gold Banker Service First Realty. If you have any real estate needs, if you're looking to buy or sell, give me a call, 270-704-0036. Again, it's Al Starnes, Coal Banker, Service First Realty. Thank you and have a great day.